وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and mankind. And in the previous episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a compilation of the lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei pertaining to the life stories and biographies of the great leaders of Islam, the Prophet of Islam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the great leaders of Islamic community from his pure progeny. So we started from the first chapter, which was about the life of the Prophet of Islam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the leader of Islamic community. And towards the end of this chapter, we talk about the last years of the Prophet and the final pilgrimage to Mecca, and the incident of Ghadir. We're talking about the significance of the incident of Ghadir, and we're talking about why the Prophet of Islam introduced and presented Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam as a role model for Muslims. Especially, you had people who had converted to Islam in large numbers, as the Quran says, يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And these many people, they did not have a chance to learn everything that they wanted and they needed for their religion from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the situation actually needed a person to lead Muslims in terms of their theological teachings, in terms of the interpretation of the Holy Quran, everything after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why you have the verse Al Yom Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum, today I have completed your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I have perfected my blessings over you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I am satisfied and I'm pleased with Islam as a religion for you. Why? Because some people say, okay, this is revealed to the Prophet in Hajjat al-Wada, the last pilgrimage, but because that the laws and rituals of Hajj, the pilgrimage, Prophet had a chance to teach Muslims these rituals. And once he taught them these rituals, now the religion is perfect and complete. Now this, apparently, at the beginning, it might make sense. But then the question arises that just after one generation, or even before that, after one generation after the Prophet, you see Muslims, they have conflicts or disagreements over the true rituals of Hajj. Okay, there are different narratives, there are different schools of fiqh jurisprudence, and then when you go to one century, two centuries, you realize how disagreements arise in Muslim community. So how can a guarantee, like this verse is believed to be the guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of the religion of Islam, but this guarantee, if it only means the completion of the theoretical teaching of the rituals of Hajj, does not seem very fulfilling, because you see that people start to disagree over these very teachings, let alone other more crucial, more decisive teachings of Islam, like the political leadership of the Ummah and everything else. So Shia believe, and also non-Shia scholars, they have narrated a hadith that this was revealed to the Prophet for the incident of Ghadir, and that makes sense. That makes sense because, yes, you had some communities of Muslims who had newly converted to Islam, and you had generations to come, and they needed a role model for themselves. And there should be a guarantee from the source of the religion to tell them, okay, if you have disagreements, I have appointed someone for you as the criterion for the right and wrong, for the mistakes and the correct understandings of the Sunnah of the Prophet and of the interpretation of the Holy Quran. We're going to have a break and we're going to come back.
صلِّ على محمد المصطفى اللهم صلِّ على محمد المصطفى
Welcome back. This is Hossein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the revelation of this verse, Al-Yom Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum, and how it is true when it is interpreted in the sense or in the context of the incident of Ghadir, and how it is problematic if you only take it to mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected religion by the rituals of Hajj and once. Because, as we said, that these sacraments only started after the Prophet. And if there is no one appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the ultimate interpreter of the Holy Quran, as the ultimate narrator of the Sunnah of the Prophet, you have all other readings and all other understandings. And later generations, after a century or two centuries, you see people, they are puzzled, they are confused, which school of jurisprudence they can trust, which school of narration they can trust. So according to this interpretation, that no, Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum means that the Prophet of Islam wanted all Muslims, not just the newly converted Muslims, but also next generations, to know that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the source of knowledge, is the source of correct prophetic sunnah, and they have to refer to him to know about Islam. That interpretation makes sense and is a wise interpretation when we acknowledge and we consider the history of Islam as it unfold and it continues. Now, and we said that Amir al-Mu'mineen is a perfect match when we consider the character of Amir al-Mu'mineen, both in terms of the level of the steadfastness in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the level of faith that he showed from the beginning, the level of ethical character that he had, and the revolutionary aspect of his character and the military aspect of his character. So the way that he could befriend with all different levels of the society, the level that he was nice and kind to everyone, and at the same time he was fierce and strong in the face of hypocrites and in the face of the enemy. That's very important. Ashaddaa 'ala al-kuffar, he was tough against the enemy, and he was nice among Muslim community, on different levels of Muslim community. And this is important because we have some other people that they would show different faces to different levels. Like, for example, when it came to the elite of Quraysh, they would show humility and humbleness. But to those people who were underprivileged or they did not have that level of social status, they would become like this strong man, or especially for women, against women. All of a sudden, they became a very strong, tough guy. But in the battlefield, there is no report that they have even engaged in real battle with anyone from Quraysh. Because of the calculations that they had, they knew that if they create enemies for themselves from Quraysh, they're going to have problems. So they always were cautious in this matter, which is another polite word for nifaq, that they wanted to keep their position and at the same do not spend, do not invest, and do not dedicate their reputation or their personal status for the sake of Islam. But Imam Ali was not like that. The only important thing for himself was the advance of Islam was the protection of the Prophet, especially from the early days. We're going to cover that, inshallah, in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.